Power Nation. So good to be with you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. I am your honored host, if you have never listened before. My name is Daniel Brigman, and we got a great broadcast. Tom Palladino, who you may think this is Star Trek, you may think this is stupid, you may think this is the greatest thing since sliced bread. All the above. You need to listen. Either way, no matter what you think, you need to listen. He's going to be here. He's on hold. We're going to do a little news, and then we'll get to him. Scalar energy. Scalar energy. It is the energy of the universe. It is the energy Nikola Tesla worked in and did some of his greatest work and greatest discoveries in. What does that mean for you? Well,
find out.
Listen and find out. Frank Davis will also be here from Off the Vita. We're going to talk about the virus and what he's been dealing with, colloidal silver, the pressure on colloidal silver. That tells me a lot if the FDA and things are getting pressure on colloidal silver. I want to know more about colloidal silver then. That's obvious my, you know, isn't that kind of America's kind of realizing whatever CNN tells them, maybe we need to investigate. If CNN tells me it's black outside, I need to go see for myself. Maybe it's white outside. I don't know.
Or yellow.
Or whatever, or some other color. Who knows?
Anything but what they say.
They're thinking that more and more. Let's put it this way. A bigger part of the population feels that way now.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the percentage is, but it's significant.
They're pushing out a giant psyop.
You are Uncle Kevin. You're riding shotgun here today. How are you today?
It's another great day in America. Wonderful.
It's a great day in the world.
My buddy Tom Palladino is on today.
Yeah, very good.
One of my favorite guys.
We're going to do a little news, and then we'll have Tom on. Here's a big story that it was in the news a couple days ago. I told Catherine to put it in again today, and I did not cover it 3 or 4 days ago. I don't really remember why. It's kind of, I don't want to say obscure. That's not even the word. This is far out. This is a far out story. And the reason I'm going to cover it again today in more detail is because yesterday Catherine Austin Fitz was on. We finally got her on. There was a confusion in the time zone, and she came on for a half hour, which is great. I don't care if we get her for 5 minutes. Catherine Austin Fitz is fantastic.
Yes, she's wonderful.
And when I ask Catherine, you know, what's going on, what do you see, blah blah blah, and she pretty quickly got to this story, which surprised me. Catherine Austin Fitz was very high in HUD. She's been on board of directors on Wall Street banks.
Yes, she has.
Catherine Austin Fitz is not
big time.
Is not somebody in their basement with a tin foil hat on their head yelling to their mom upstairs to give them a ham sandwich.
Nope. She's big time.
And she brought up this story. I talked to Daniel Estlin. We know Daniel Estlin.
We do.
Top rate. Conceptual intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
Yes.
I consider him a friend. I talk to him every so often off air. You know, we talk about certain things, and Daniel's a trip. Daniel, you got to be sitting down when you're talking to Daniel.
Yeah, he talks so fast.
Yes, he does talk fast. He sent me this story.
Oh. Two separate people,
right. Catherine Austin Fitz, Daniel Estlin, who I esteem extremely highly.
And you.
Who don't know each other, really.
Right.
Both sent me this story, and Catherine talked it yesterday. That's very important.
Okay.
Testing will begin in Africa for biometric ID, quote, vaccine records and payment systems, quote, unquote.
I seen it on the news last night that they were saying the same thing and shooting vaccine in the guy's arm.
Where? In Africa? Or
yeah,
where?
In Africa. Yep.
They're testing this now.
Yeah, now. I seen it. Heard it last night. Yep. Confirmed, at least on TV.
Okay.
I think I was watching CNN or something like that.
Okay. Daniel Estlin, you know, when I talk to Daniel, we obviously, what's the biggest thing on your mind? What's the biggest thing on your mind? He sends me a story. Catherine Austin Fitz, what's front and center of your mind?
Yeah.
She brings up this story.
Yeah.
You on the fact that they're saying this on the news,
yeah,
that means, you know how, if you know anything about the cycle, about PSYOPs and mm-hmm. putting anything out, that means they're close to pushing it
out there, yes, absolutely.
At least in Africa. Let me read this again. The Let me read this again. Let me read it slowly. Remember, we're not saying vaccines anymore. I'm just reading the article.
Correct.
Vaccines, we say toxins. They're not vaccines,
that's
they're
right.
Toxins.
The toxins. We got a new word.
Testing will begin in Africa for biometric ID, quote unquote, vaccine records and payment systems.
And I heard they were doing it out in Mexico, too, for the last 6 months.
That's interesting. Daniel didn't say that, and he's got some connections in Mexico.
Well, ask him next time. I heard that as fact.
Testing will soon. I'm going to read this article.
It was from the homeless people down in Mexico. So they were getting their cryptos or whatever it was, money, if they took
their blockchain system.
Yes.
Testing will soon begin in poverty-stricken parts of Africa for a biometric ID, which will also be your payment system and vaccine record. The biometric digital identity platform that, quote, evolves just as you evolve, quote unquote, is backed by none other than Bill Gates backed Gavi Vaccine Alliance MasterCard and the AI powered, quote, identity authentication company, end quote, Trust Stamp. I didn't have any comments or anything on this first paragraph of this. I read it straight as it came out.
Mm-hmm.
This scares
the bejesus out of you.
Well, nothing scares the Jesus out of me.
No, bejesus. Different word.
Okay, well, okay. The bejesus, whatever. I am very, my level of concern about this story is very, 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 very high.
Yeah. That's two places now. I heard in Mexico, now in Africa.
Let me keep reading the story. The Gavi Alliance, which is largely funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates of Rockefeller Foundations. Oh, boy.
Who didn't know that?
I can't.
Who didn't know that?
Nothing nefarious can come out of those two organizations. See, I'm making comments again. Let me just read this straight. This is a very important story. Through the foundations, as well as allied governments and the vaccine industry, is principally concerned with, quote, improving the health of markets for vaccines and other immunization products, end quote, rather than the health of the individuals, according to its own website. Similarly, MasterCard's Gavi partnership is directly linked to its, quote, World Beyond Cash effort, which mainly bolsters its business model that has long depended on a reduction in the use of physical cash. Again, I just read the article straight as it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Straight, I did not have any commentary. The World Beyond Cash, that improving the, quote, the health of markets for vaccines and other immunization products. Now, the beginning of the show yesterday, we talked about this mask, and then Pastor Wright came on and said this is a precursor to the mark of the beast. I mean, he went even further than I did with it. But the mask discussion, I would agree with Pastor Wright, but the way I said it, the mask discussion and the forceful nature that they're putting this on us is precursor to the toxin discussion.
I agree.
How far can they go with this? You know, it's one
thing.
A mask can go on and off.
Yep. That shot ain't coming out. Once it's in, it don't come out.
They are talking openly now. For all the people who thought this was, so when you're talking to your friends, when you're talking to your family members, you talk about the mark of the beast, you talk about cashless society, you talk about all these things, vaccines, about interacting with your DNA, evolving with you, helping you to evolve. When you hear the word evolve in this story, and you say, this is what is planned, this is what some people are trying to do, and you said that 10 years ago, maybe, and they looked at you like you are from Mars.
Yep.
They put you in the tinfoil hat wearing category. This is mainstream. What news station did you hear? Was that Fox News? Was it? What was it?
I think it was CNN.
CNN?
But, yeah, I think it was CNN.
Dear
but I'm
God.
Not, but I'm not sure.
Wow, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes sense because then they put it out. You know, there's no chemtrails. The government is geoengineering the sky.
That's right.
There's no chemtrails. Yeah. They're geoengineering trails.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. When your family and everybody you know makes fun of you for this story is corporate media driven, is now talking about it.
Yep.
Some of the smartest, Daniel Estulin and Catherine Austin Fitz, without question, are two of the most intelligent people you have ever heard on the Power Hour.
I concur. Except for Tom Palladino.
I didn't. I'm not discounting Tom Palladino. I'm saying those two are two of the most intelligent people that we've ever heard on the Power Hour.
I got it.
Tom Palladino is brilliant.
He is brilliant. I love him.
Daniel Estulin and Catherine Austin Fitz both brought up this story.
That's amazing.
It is amazing.
At the same time.
At basically within a couple of days of each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then you heard the story on CNN.
I saw the story
last night.
And a month ago, I heard it down, you know, they were down in Mexico doing that to homeless people. And if you do your chore like a good little boy, you get your cryptos. And if you don't,
you get your UBI.
Yes, if you don't get, you don't do your little chore, you don't get your cryptos. Is that scary or what?
Reducing the use of cash is needed. Now, I've said this from the very beginning. It clicked on me. I was at Walmart. This is before that. Was it yesterday? I haven't been to Walmart since. I don't know what the mask situation is.
Aunt Sue went there this morning and said everybody's got a mask on. She didn't see anybody without a mask.
Did she go in there with a mask?
Yeah, she did.
Of course she did.
Of course she did. What do you mean?
I see my own family. I can't even get my own. I mean, this is everybody deals with this.
If that's what they want, that's what they'll get.
If what?
That's what she said. If that's what they want, that's what they'll get.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's what my aunt said. That's what your sister said.
Yes.
See, that sounds like. See, that's the way my. Well, I don't know. It's hard to say because my mother died so long ago. I don't know how my mother would be, but that sounds like something my mother would say.
Yeah.
Because I think she was towards the end of her. I don't know. That's hard for me to say.
Yeah.
That drives me insane.
It does.
If that's what they want, that's what they'll get.
Yeah.
God almighty. She's a poster child for George Orwell, isn't she? If that's what they want, that's what they'll get.
George Soros.
She could be
buddies with George.
I don't know what
both
to say.
Both of George.
Let me continue reading. I'm sorry, Tom, I know you're on hold. I apologize. This is very important. We're going to go over this story. We are going to get to you. I apologize. Maybe we should bring it.
Yeah, bring Tom. I don't know if
Tom, if you want to come into this discussion, say something. If not, just stay silent. You may not want to be in this discussion.
He might know more than we do.
No, that's fine. Good evening. Good afternoon.
Tom Palladino, Scalar Energy. Go ahead, Tom. Yes. Do you want to get into this
by all
discussion?
Means, we have to speak about these subjects. A biochip in the human body is wrong. It's evil. I come from a Christian background. I'll be the first to tell you that's a sign of the mark of the beast. That's wrong. Why would anybody want to be controlled by a computer chip? Okay, that takes away our sovereign rights. So that is wrong. That is evil. And the people of the world are now realizing that there are nefarious groups, nefarious people out there that want to foist this upon mankind. To have a computer in your body, and then thereby allowing somebody to control you by these frequencies, by these computer frequencies, is terrible. It's evil. So I'm not afraid to speak up. We have to assert our God-given rights for our liberty. The biochip is the road to serfdom. This is the road to slavery.
Well, I think it's even... Let me continue reading the story and some of these things, and then I have a story from China to kind of go with it, and then get your comment on this. I think it's even more... I'll just read, and then we'll go from there. Reducing the use of cash is needed. And I was going to tell you a story about Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
Something clicked in me. You know, you get that feeling. It's just like, boom.
Yeah.
Was in Walmart. Of course, we've had these thoughts or whatever. We've talked about this for a long time about cash. We're in Walmart. Everybody there who works there has a mask on. They got the blue dots all. This is when they just put the blue dots everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
They got the plexiglass up all over the place.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. Taking all these precautions. And then I got change from the cash register, cashier, and they gave me a $100 bill that I got cash back on the thing. So I got a $100 bill back, and it clicked in me. My God, they're going to get rid of this cash too. They're going to say you can't, because I'm touching this cash, right. You're touching the cash.
Of course.
They're going to do all this, but yet you can have cash back and forth?
No.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So the next thing, they're going to get rid of cash.
Bingo.
So let me continue reading. Cash is impossible to track, but if you use centralized digital currency, the ruling class has complete control over what you can spend. Well, we won't say ruling class, whoever rules the blockchain.
Right.
Whoever rules that blockchain. The program, which was first launched in late 2018, and we talked about this, and it seems like so far in the future, and it seems like science fiction, and it seems like Captain Kirk. The program in 2018 will see Trust Stamp's digital identity platform integrated into the Gavi MasterCard Wellness Pass, a digital vaccination record and identity system that is also linked to MasterCard's click-to-pay system that powered by its AI and machine learning technology called New Data. MasterCard, in addition to professing its commitment to promoting centralized record-keeping of childhood immunizations, why does MasterCard give two hoots whether you got the measles vaccine when you were eight? Why does MasterCard care anything about your vaccination record? I just had to put that in. Also describes itself as a leader toward a, quote, world beyond cash. Why do vaccinations go straight together, toxins, not vaccines.
Yeah, toxins.
Why do they go straight together with a world beyond cash? Why are they mirrored together? Why are they paired together?
For total control.
And its partnership with Gavi marks a novel approach towards linking a biometric digital identity system, vaccination records, and a payment system into a single, cohesive platform. Dear God.
Yeah.
The effort, since its launch nearly 2 years ago, has been funded via $3.8 million in Gavi donor funds. That's come Bill and Melinda
that's
Gates.
That's right. Yeah,
your
that's
benevolent
yes.
benefactors. In addition to a match donation of the same amount by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
So they double paid.
So they really doubled. They
exactly.
doubled. They own the Gavi, the Gavi system.
Right.
They partnered with Master. Anyway,
they sure
whatever.
Did.
In early June... Tom, I'm going to continue reading. Do you have a comment? Any comment to this point? At this point,
no.
This is,
no.
Okay.
No. Continue, Daniel, because the audience needs to hear the facts. Continue.
In early June, Gavi, which is the system that Gates works with, now partnered with MasterCard. So when you hear Gavi, you're thinking Bill and Melinda Gates.
Yep.
You're thinking MasterCard. You're thinking blockchain. In early June, Gavi reported that MasterCard's Wellness Pass program would be adapted in response to the coronavirus pandemic. Oh, I bet it would. Around a month later, MasterCard announced that Trust Stamps in a month. See, they had all, oh, this is
oh,
great.
It's all
yeah.
Yeah,
right, right
it's
in a month.
Ready to rock.
It's like the Patriot Act was written before the plane.
2,100 pages.
2,100 pages were written 4 days after the towers came down.
4 days.
Around a month later, MasterCard announced that Trust Stamps biometric identity platform would be integrated into Wellness Pass, as Trust Stamps system is capable of providing biometric identity in areas of the world lacking internet access or cellular connectivity. Put this together. This is my comment, not the article now. Put this together with Elon Musk's desire to put about 1,000 satellites up in orbit and have global internet.
Global
5G internet. Think about that. They don't have to have internet connection. You got something that's injected in you that not only interacts with your DNA and now interacts with the global internet, where they can interface with you on a global level and for payments, for the whole gamut, knowing your vaccine records, knowing the whole deal. Okay. I'm doing very little commentary on this. I'm just reading pretty much straight.
Yeah.
The wellness, also does not require knowledge of an individual's legal name or identity to function. Well, of course, THX1138.
38, yeah.
388 or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Right, you have a number.
That's a scary number.
The wellness program. See these names?
Oh,
the Patriot
boy.
Act. The wellness program. The wellness program involving Gavi, MasterCard, and Trust Stamp will soon be launched in West Africa, and will be coupled with a COVID-19 vaccination program once a vaccine becomes available. Once again, because they love black people so much, they're going to perpetuate this on the continent of Africa, yep, like they've done before.
And millions will die.
That's too far.
Allegedly.
It's too far of a commentary. It's too far. Let people make their own decision. Okay. What is perhaps most alarming about this new Wellness Pass initiative is that it links these dual-use digital solutions to cashless payment solutions that could soon become mandated, as anything other than touchless, cashless methods of payments have been treated as potential modes for contagion by Gavi-aligned groups like the World Health Organization. At some point, we're making commentary. It's not a far reach. Does anybody think it's out of the realm of possibility? They're going to say, well, to stop the spread of virus, well, you can't be handling cash.
Yeah, absolutely.
They will not say it, in my opinion, until they are ready to say it.
Right. And they're getting
because
ready.
Logic, if everything they have told us is true to this point, and this is so terrible, and this is so awful, and we got to shut down most of our country economically, if all that is true, well, then I better not touch a dollar bill that came from you.
Right. Well,
if it's true, everything you're telling me.
They're taking away the change in the stores.
Yes. Yeah, there's no coin. We talked to Mike over at River City Coins. You want coins?
Yeah, you want coins?
Oh, by the way, silver hit $21 this morning, just like Joseph Meyer said.
Yeah, $21.
Ladies and gentlemen, you can call Joseph Meyer. Call Joseph Meyer, StraightMoneyAnalysis.com. Get his newsletter. I don't care if you read any of his newsletter. That gives you access to call Joseph Meyer on the phone.
It does.
And call Joseph Meyer on the phone. I'm a subscriber. Oh, yes. He's very nice. He's extremely nice. Hey, I got a question about my 401k. How do I change it? Be proactive, ladies and gentlemen. Be proactive. Go get his newsletter. And then you have access to Joseph Meyer, one of the leading minds on this, and will help steer you through a myriad of potential financial situations. I am telling you what I am doing. I'm not telling you anything that I'm not doing, because I call Joseph Meyer. I should have listened to him on the stocks that he recommended on his newsletter, because not only was silver went up $3, the stocks went up, I don't know, 20, 30%. I should have listened to him on that. There's the music. Stay tuned. Tom Palladino on the other side.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
You know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com. Or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Kirkman by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I just got a text during the break. Some people are texting me that the show cut out for a little bit when I started talking about this.
Wow.
That's not the first time. I don't know if you've experienced that or not. I don't know where you are. Wow. That's interesting. That's
not shocking though.
Not shocking, but very interesting. I don't know if that's true. I don't know what you've heard or didn't hear. Especially Christians, when you talk about Mark of the Beast, this is at least that story and that concept is ingrained in most Christians, not all. I would take the story, I would print it out, and I would have it ready to show people. And then I would show, you know, you don't have to say a lot. Let them say, wow, did you see this? That's all you have to ask. Hey, did you see this? Wow, this sounds like the mark of the beast, doesn't it? And what are the vaccines doing? Why are the vaccines involved with this? That's all you got to do is ask that simple question, put it in their hands. Let them make the decision. Let them, you know, instead of you trying to tell them something, it's somebody else, you know, introducing the information. That works very much better. This is all, of course, tied to a social credit apparatus system patterned after China.
Mm-hmm.
The big tech companies use China as their blueprint, as their home base, what have you. This is a story out of China that I wanted to pair with this before we get to Tom. China orders Christians to take down images of Jesus from their homes. So they're increasing their level of control of ideology. This is a satanic ideology that is being pushed upon you and getting you to give up your religion, your things that you hold dear. You heard yesterday what Black Lives Matter stands for, getting rid of patriarchy. Getting rid of the nuclear family. Those are not my words. Those are their words. Disrupting the nuclear family. Not my words, their words. This is a full-on frontal attack. It is all up for grabs right now. It is all starting to be out in the open. People are ready to listen. My suggestion and what I've seen, I mean, you see, I can't even get my aunt. All my aunt has to tell the people at Walmart is, I have a medical condition. I can't wear a mask. That's all she has to tell them. That's all you have to tell them. I have a medical condition. I cannot wear a mask. Oh, okay, ma'am. Go right on in. Or if they give you a trouble, please speak to your manager. And then just be very nice. That's all you got to do. Why is this so critical? For me, in my opinion, this is the beginning of this debate. The next debate will not be about the mask.
Nope. It'll be about the vaccine.
It'll be about the toxin.
Yeah, the toxin. Sorry.
So, right, we lose this debate, then now we're on to the next debate. Do you get it?
Yep.
Well, so why is this? Well, you know, and some people, let me give you a little. If I hand this story to somebody and they read it and go, oh, that's in Africa, who cares? If they tell that to me, I don't get upset. I don't get discouraged. I certainly don't get discouraged. I just say one of Joyce's favorite words. Do you know what one of Joyce's favorite words is?
I can.
Do you remember? No. Next.
Oh, next. Yeah, exactly.
Next.
Yep, move on.
Joyce's, she taught me very early when she's trying to mentor me into doing this. So you got to remember one word.
Don't waste your time.
The word is next. Do not waste your time. Right. If you hand this to somebody and say, oh, this is in Africa, who cares? Just, okay. Well, that's good. That's good to know. Next.
That's right.
That's it. Next. Please do not be paralyzed with fear or paralyzed with what to do. This is what to do. What you do, I've given you simple things to do. You've come up with great things to do. You know better things to do than I. This is just me, Uncle Kevin, here shooting off the hip.
Yep.
There's tons of things you can do. My opinion, you better start resisting this mask situation.
Mine too.
So our first guest today, and we've already talked to him, Tom Palladino, is becoming world renowned, really, for scalar energy and using it. One of the first, I don't know if we were the first show, but we were the first of any size to give you even any attention. We stuck with you, even though we had listeners tell us we were nuts and that you were nuts. And people think that's fine. That's fine.
That's right.
There's other things you can do with your time. Well, we're going to have Tom on and Tom talk about his stuff.
Yeah,
what we're going to do.
One person told me it was of the devil. What are you out of your mind?
Of the devil?
Yeah.
Well, I will tell you this. The devil can use it. The devil can use this technology. So don't we use it for good?
For good, yeah.
Tom Palladino, welcome to the Power Hour, my friend.
Thank you, gentlemen. I've enjoyed the conversation.
Oh,
thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
I don't know. Where do you want to start? Just tell us a little bit about your scalar energy, what you're even talking about. Somebody listening who knows very little, maybe they've heard about this before, and they're probably thinking, what in the world are they talking about? So for that person, explain what are you talking about?
Sure. I work with instruments. They're scientific instruments. I'm a scientist. I'm a researcher. And I've developed instruments. They're known as scalar light or scalar energy instruments. I'm not working with electricity. And to be very succinct about this, scalar energy can achieve what electricity cannot achieve. So what I have developed, a scalar light instrument, can perform work functions that you cannot achieve with electromagnetic energy. And we'll discuss in particular what I can do. One of the work functions that I've realized with these instruments is that they can easily break down the molecular structure of a bacterium or a virus. Well, that's going to be quite helpful, especially now that there are an increase of germs of microbial infection around the world. I offer to the world a solution for this bacterial infection, for these microbial diseases. So what am I saying? A scalar light instrument can break down the molecular structure of a bacterium or a virus, thereby causing that bacterium or virus to fall apart. We shatter bacteria. We shatter viruses. Once you shatter a bacterium or a virus, it ceases to exist. So this is the easy way to get rid of bacteria and viruses.
Okay, let's go backwards. The first question that jumps out at me, what is scalar energy?
It's another dimension of energy. If we have electricity and magnetism, that's recognized as one form of energy. Scalar energy is the other form of energy. Some people call it quantum energy or the plasma state. you call it what you will, there is another source of energy, another dimension. So scalar energy is outside of the electromagnetic dimension. And again, if you look at this as a tool, it can perform work functions.
Okay, so we're talking electricity, like goes through my house and lights up my lights here.
Yes.
Or gives us power, you know, to my Comrex box here.
Yes.
It's similar to that. I mean, explain this. Pretend I don't know anything. I mean, I know quite a bit about this, but I'm trying for our listeners. Pretend I know nothing about this.
Sure, sure. Well, like any power source, you have to have some type of instrumentation that controls it. So you look around your house, whether it's a lamp, a computer, or the electrical conduit throughout your house. That's a system, a grid system, instruments that control electricity. Well, in similar fashion, I've developed instruments that control scalar energy.
Okay, and where does scalar energy come from? So electricity comes from the power plant, you know, making steam or what, using steam on a electromagnetic thing. It spins and then electricity comes out of it and then they pump it to your house. Where does scalar energy come from?
Scalar energy, very simply, it originates from the stars, as does all energy. All energy, all light from the universe originates from the stars. So what I have is an instrument that can capture this star energy. My instrument is the capacitor. And once I can capture this energy, then I can do incredible things because I can broadcast it. I can deliver this energy to anybody in the world.
That is fascinating.
How big is that capacitor? As big as a room?
I'd say if you laid it out on a table, it's about 8-9 feet long.
It's
a rather complicated laboratory.
Okay, wow. So I'm trying to ask these questions, just trying to think what things people will want to ask. How do I use this? How do you use it? How did you find out about it? How did you discover this?
I read Nikola Tesla as a youngster, and a lot of people are familiar with the scientist Nikola Tesla, a great electrical engineer, but he also experimented and worked with scalar energy. So by delving into the work of Nikola Tesla, I, if you will, reverse engineered some of his instruments. And by that, I mean I have functioning scalar energy instruments, as did Tesla. Now, why is that important? Because scalar energy can do so much more than that of electricity. Scalar energy allows us to have complete control over physical matter. Electricity only gives us oblique control. So the point being is that these scalar energy instruments that I have, these Tesla instruments, really open up a new chapter in physics. They allow us to control molecular forms. So important, that statement. I can control any molecular form with a scalar energy instrument.
Okay,
wow.
That's beyond Star Trek.
Yeah.
I mean,
absolutely.
That's unbelievable for most people to hear. Give us an example. Tell us how you break this down. How do you use this? How can we take advantage of it?
Yes.
Sure. For instance, I've been working with, actually it was a radio host out in San Diego. Her name is Paula Shaw. And she approached me a couple of years ago and she was very interested in my work, as you are, Daniel. And I worked with Paula and she had, oral herpes, which is common. It's a viral infection. And after I worked with her with
what kind of people do you hang out with, Tom? I'm not gonna get oral herpes talking to you, am I? Anyway, I'm just kidding. Go ahead. Trying to lighten it up
point.
A little bit.
By the way, I've never met her.
For the record.
Let me clarify that.
And you'll testify to that in court. Yeah.
so I just swore an affidavit.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. So, no, fair enough. And with her permission, I worked with her with these scalar light instruments. And I was able to send this projection of energy, this transmission of energy that served to break down the herpes virus. So after being infected with the herpes virus for 30 years, Paula Shaw.
Wow.
Took what we call the herpes challenge, exactly. And after I administered this energy to her, she had diagnostic tests performed. And the test came back negative. And what is really pertinent, she's never had any symptoms whatsoever of the herpes virus since my sessions.
So okay, tell us a little bit about, okay, how long did this take? So she got in touch with you. You start treating. What does treatment involve? How do you, quote unquote, I don't even like that word. You probably don't like it either. The FDA really doesn't like it.
Yeah.
How did you interact with her on this scalar energy level, and how long did it take?
Sure, sure. Well, I worked with her for 1 month. I administered energy for 1 month. And after the administration, this scalar energy for 1 month, Paula took it upon herself and had what is known as a polymerase chain reaction test. It's a DNA test.
Did she feel different? I mean, why did she say a month? Did you say, hey, after a month, you should get a negative? Or did she just say, I feel different? Or what triggered in her?
I typically work with people for 30 days, for 1 month. And thereafter, she felt significantly better. She had a PCR test conducted and the test came back negative, no viral load. Well, subsequent to that, she had another DNA test or polymerase chain reaction test, and it likewise came back negative. Now, she went on record, and she actually created a YouTube video in which she demonstrates by way of this YouTube video her DNA test. It's negative. So after 30 years plus of being infected with the herpes virus, she goes on record and she says, to so many words, that the scalar session served to eradicate the herpes virus. And that's my statement to your listening audience. I've developed an instrument that can shatter germs, that can shatter microbes.
Oh, so we put it this way.
Hundreds of tests.
Okay, so we'll put it this way. Let's put it this way for, you know, our friends in the government who may be listening.
That's right.
Let's put it this way. Some lady claiming to have herpes for 30 years, suffering with it, found you after you began to administer energy, long-distance scalar treatments on her within 30 days afterwards. She took a test, a PCR DNA test, and the test came back negative. The herpes was eliminated from her, and she had no symptoms since then. Those are all facts. That's not any speculation. That's not any conclusions. Everything I just said was a fact.
Correct, correct. And to this day, she has no symptoms whatsoever. She's never had another fever blister on her lips. So the virus has been eradicated. She has no symptoms. Her health has returned. What does that say to you? It says to me that the session was favorable, that it works, that we can destroy viruses with scalar energy.
We got about 10 minutes or so. What are you looking to do with all? So somebody's listening like, oh my gosh, how do I do this? Or how do I do it? Blah, blah, blah. Discuss that.
My number one goal is to heal people. So for the most part, most of the sessions are for free. We actually have a website in which anybody in the world can sign up for free sessions.
What's that website?
Scalarlight.com, spelled S-C-A-L-A-R, scalarlight.com. And as I stated earlier, I'm a Christian, and I'm trying to help people. Okay, this is about helping mankind, and the world needs a lot of help right now, gentlemen. So I'm willing to work with people around the world and treat the world for free, but the people have to help me and support me. I cannot do this single-handedly. It's easy to do this with a scalar light instrument. So my point is, now that we're in the midst of a pandemic, and there's probably other man-made viruses being planned by the One World Order, there's something we have to do. We have to be proactive, and we have to take the necessary measures to protect ourselves. So I am offering my sessions to anybody in the world, and if any of you want to help me get this technology out there, contact me. I want to help mankind.
Oh, and then go to scale. Is there a phone number that they can call?
Sure. Our phone number is area code 805-364-3051.
One more time.
805-364-3051.
805-364-3051. And for a month, you'll basically give people a trial for free.
Correct.
And what do they have to do? Do they have to give you a credit card, a MasterCard? Do they have you a blood sample? What do they have to do?
No, we don't ask for any payment.
Bill Gates apparently does want those things.
Yeah,
but anyway.
Bill Gates wants your firstborn.
It's another story.
Allegedly.
And it's not free either.
Allegedly.
No, actually, he would do this for free. You want a vaccine, he probably would give it to you for free. Those Africans, he'll give it to them for free. Anyway, I digress. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, we don't ask for any credit card. The sessions are for free. The way we work with people around the world is by way of their photograph. A photograph is a light representation on a piece of paper. Your photograph is an energy thumbprint, or it's essentially your energetic pattern found on a photograph. Now, with that in mind.
Wow, that's fascinating.
It is. We work with people remotely by way of their photograph anywhere in the world. So if the way I give an analogy to that is if two cell phones can speak to one another without a physical wire, it's wireless communication.
With a phone number.
Exactly, with a phone number. Then I can identify a person by way of their photograph and provide this wireless transmission of energy to anybody in the world by way of their photograph.
All right, let me ask you this, because immediately when I think of photographs, I start thinking of the Ten Commandments and images, and people have a real problem with that. So you don't need a picture of their face. You could be a picture of their
correct.
Toenail, right, or their thumb or whatever.
Yeah, that's correct. All we need is a photograph of some part of a person's skin. And I want people, first of all, to take a look at the website, understand what we're doing. If you have any questions, call me. I'll explain this into detail. But, you know, I'm dealing with the principles of science, and science says that everything has a light signature. Everything is composed of light. Everything has a light dimension about it. And likewise, your photograph carries your light dimension.
Wow. And truth is light. So truth is light. The universe resonates to truth. The universe resonates to liberty, because that's the truth. The truth is you are designed to be in liberty, to be in freedom, to be in all these things. Yeah. And the universe resonates to the Declaration of Independence. That's what I would say.
I would concur.
All right. I'm very fascinated by the DNA helix, kind of how it's designed. And you've discussed this before, how it's an antenna as well as a receiver, it's a broadcaster, it's an antenna, go over that a little bit.
Sure. Scalar waves have been photographed. They've been identified. And if you look at a scalar wave, it's a double helix. And it looks exactly like that of DNA.
Wow.
So it's always been my theory that
that's powerful.
It is. If light is from God, it is. And God, we have the Father of lights. God the Father is the Father of
light. Yeah.
Let there be light. Then that is the fundament. That is the animating force of the universe. And light, scalar light, creates and maintains DNA. If you look at a scalar wave, it's a double helix, the same ratio and proportion as human DNA. So I look at our DNA as the embodiment of light. So God is downloading his light in us, and a standing DNA wave is really a standing scalar wave. We are composed of light. DNA receives its instructions from light. And light receives its instructions from God. So if you will, scalar energy is the handiwork of God. This is how God creates, through scalar light.
Wow. So this is, you know, in the Bible, we're going by the Bible story, God said, let there be light. His voice went out. His voice went out and said, let there be light. The thing about that reverse, and think about that mask again, how they're covering up our masks, or covering up our mouths and our voices.
Yes.
So this is also a ritual to stop our voice, because our voice has resonance, and then our voice, you can kind of say, anyway, I digressed again a little bit, but I'd like to make that connection. How, what you just said seems universally applicable. It also seems profound.
Oh yeah.
It seems extremely profound. Anything else you want to say about that? Cause I am fascinated about the DNA, that it's also, it's an antenna as well as a broadcaster. So we are literally, through our DNA, you could say, then communicating back and forth with the light, with the creator, through this mechanism.
Sure. So
yeah,
expanding on that thought, if scalar light is responsible for DNA, now imagine that when I'm working with this instrument appropriately, I can enhance our DNA, which I can. Or if DNA is from a viral infection, then I can break apart, I can negate DNA. So you understand that scalar energy is a tool to enhance human DNA, our genomic form, or to destroy the DNA or RNA found in viruses. Now, to visit an earlier comment, scalar energy allows me control over viruses, then I can destroy the RNA or DNA of a virus. Well, put that into motion today. What does that mean? I have the means to eradicate viruses. The world should be running to us, asking us to help them, because these man-made viruses are going to continue. You know, Donald Trump, President Trump, and Secretary Pompeo both went on record by saying that COVID-19 is probably a man-made virus, and they identified it from a laboratory in China.
We have about a minute, for unfortunately. This is a fascinating subject and a fascinating interview. I'm tempted to just carry you over. Do you have time to carry over the first few minutes of the next hour?
Sure. Sure we do. Sure. Sure.
So I get this. I have a trial with you. I send you a picture. Then what kind of things can I expect? We got about less than a minute before the break. I don't know where you want to go with this or how deep you want to go, but that's the question I want to answer.
I'll mention really quickly. Within the first few days, you see that scalar energy will produce probably a deeper and more meaningful sleep pattern, and you'll feel your germs being eradicated.
All right. Well, there you go. Well, hold on. Let's keep you the first few minutes. I apologize. I wanted to have you on for an hour, but this story coming out of Africa was just so important. Thank you so much. Tom Palladino on the other side, also Frank Davis. More from the Power Hour. This is very important times. It's fascinating. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.